Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Still here.
And we're having a wonderful conversation with Rachel and Antonio from the Nassau County Health Department. No.
The Mental Health Association.
Mental Health Association.
Of Nassau County.
Thank you. I turned the page and I didn't. At the break, we're talking about avenues of help, okay, and support services that seniors or even younger people could reach out to you, which is very important because it's a senior talk show. But if somebody's 30 or 40 or 50 and needs help, that can be a problem to the parent who is now in their 80s.
Exactly.
And that's a tremendous stress because as a person realizes they're getting to the end of their life, they don't want to leave an unprotected child, even though that child is 50 or 60.
Right.
But that's in the mother or father's eye, that's an unprotected child.
Right. And we have a helpline, 504-4357 or 504-HELP.
504-4357. Okay, it's a 516 number.
Yes, which is also 504-HELP if you forget.
Oh, 504-HELP. Okay.
Yeah, so and then the National Institute of Aging, they have really great information also, a lot of statistics, just different ways to stay healthy. So that's another reference that we give to people when they call as well. Family and Children's Services has a lot of senior programs and a lot of, they do in-home counseling as well. So family and children's are a great resource as well.
Perfect. Yeah. And again, I tell everybody who's listening, 311. If you're driving in your car or you're having a cup of coffee in the kitchen, you don't have a pen, just call 311. Mm-hmm. All the information that Antonio just gave us, you know, they'll direct you to the phone numbers, et cetera, whatever's appropriate.
I think the most important thing is that there may not be a cure, but there's plenty of avenues you can travel that improve things and can take what looks to be something that's blue and turn it into a more pink situation as far as seeing the light within it and the brightness and some of the pluses.
Yeah, because mental health, your mental health problem isn't necessarily, it doesn't have to be forever. It's just something that, you know, you go through different things in life and sometimes things are a little bit more, are a little heavier than other times.
Do you find also that these things, I think we discussed lightly on this, have prevailed at a younger age, but now as we're moving on, there are times when it may flare up a little bit more, something you were inclined perhaps from day one, but somehow it didn't seem to interfere with your functioning, and now all of a sudden here it is, and you have to deal with it.
Right, especially when a traumatic, something happens in your life, the death of a family member or anything traumatic happened, then these triggers do come up. And then that is, so, but it doesn't mean they have to be there forever. So as long as you start talk to somebody or talk to your doctor, make sure it's not a physical problem, and then if you find that it's not a physical problem, then it's best to seek, also try to seek some mental health.
And the other part of that is to add that as we get older, you know, our bodies change, we take more medications for certain ailments that may not be mental health related. And we have to stay on top of any side effects from taking different medications. So when you're 25, your medicine for depression may not affect your body the same way as when you're 65, especially if other medications are added to that. So if you do notice signs in yourself that things are changing, or if somebody notices them and brings them up to you, it's definitely worth exploring further.
The medicine thing, I never thought of that. But you're right, a 25-year-old, your body is moving, your metabolism so much faster. Even if you have to take two or three pills for three or four different things, I'm sure the efficacy is different and it absorbs an older person. And unfortunately, some poor people are on 10, 12 pills a day. I know seniors that it's for its arthritis and its blood pressure and its cholesterol and it's this, that. And then you put a depression drug in there. Very few doctors, in my mind, have don't take the time to look at the combination of seven different things. And it's not even they're not probably smart enough because nobody's done the studies.
And that's why we're saying to consult with a lot
you
of
have
people.
To.
You know, as even being a mental health professional, I go into a lot of meetings sometimes and we talk to the different doctors about just even their mental health. But as long as you're all collaborating and understand what's going on, then that's the best way to help someone, as long as the collaboration of all different doctors.
And the big thing is that getting second opinions, third opinions are okay. They're encouraged.
Right, right, right.
And advocating for yourself or finding somebody who can help you advocate or be an advocate for you right. is incredibly helpful to your life. If you don't feel that you can speak for yourself, find a trusted, you know, loved one, friend, even, you know, another doctor mm-hmm. who will speak up on your behalf mm-hmm. and have your best interests in mind, not somebody who just says, take this, it'll make you feel better.
I would think from a mental illness perspective, mm-hmm. if it's a parent, I do believe that an adult child should always go. Because if mom comes back and says one thing, I'll say, I was there. That's not what he said. You know, you have to take your medication or you have to mm-hmm. go out for a walk every... I mean, the socialization, excuse me, is mm-hmm. so significant mm-hmm. that you almost do need the advocate, mm-hmm. but it's not even an advocate. It's more of a monitor mm-hmm. to say, Ma, what are you doing today? That's the third day you haven't gone out. I have a client. She just recently passed away. She was 98 years old, mm-hmm. And she used to wear pumps, you know, like... And she got dressed every day. She used to be a principal. Mm-hmm. So when she retired, she got dressed in a skirt every day. She said, even if it was just to walk to the candy store, right. you had to get out, say hello to somebody and get air.
Right.
You know,
right.
if you see your parent is the third day, fourth day home,
right.
still in pajamas, watching
right.
TV,
right.
and it's poor me,
right.
you have to act.
So you get into that cycle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing I wanted to add that, you know, having somebody go with you to the doctor is write everything down.
Right. Good point.
Write the changes down.
Right.
That way, if something were to happen, a significant change in the behavior, in the health, whatever it is, you have a written record that you can just go back and refer to mm-hmm. that all the people that are in the treatment plan know about.
Mm-hmm.
So they can
right.
say, wait a minute, we did this last week. Could it affect what's happening today?
Mm-hmm. You do have right. to, yeah, actually,
yeah.
It's
right.
a journal.
Mm-hmm.
You have to journal the whole thing because
yeah.
you're right. All of a sudden, what changed?
Mm-hmm.
Or with this new drug, all of a sudden this week you had steak three times.
And that's not even just in the senior population. That's in everybody's
right, right.
health. You know, everybody right. should be very proactive about what's happening.
Now, right. also, how do you feel about the integrative medicine that does mind, body, mm-hmm. spirit, exercising, mm-hmm. what you're eating? How do you guys put this into
like,
perspective?
Like functional doctors? I believe very much in that, too. So that's something that definitely is now more up and coming, and it's not something that has a stigma to it anymore,
right, right.
which is nice, so that there are other options and people can feel like a holistic approach can work as well. So
some hospitals, I don't know if you're familiar with Reiki.
Yes, we're Reiki practitioners.
We are both.
I'm a Reiki master.
Oh,
okay.
We just had our level one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes.
You're going to go, keep going?
Yes.
Okay. That's in certain hospitals,
mm-hmm.
Started in Massachusetts General or whatever the
yes,
big hospital is up there.
They have a whole department.
Yeah, they have a whole department. And Sloan Kettering a couple of years ago brought it in.
Oh,
post-treatment, because it calms people down.
Right.
I mean, one of the issues from a clinician perspective,
mm-hmm.
and I know I'm not saying it right, but it's like, if you bury something, it doesn't go away.
Right.
It'll come back. You got to release it versus burying it. And I know that's
right.
not the exact quote, but it's something.
Right. You're opening up your chakras in the Reiki
right,
world.
Right, 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 right.
And
yeah.
then you're able to speak. So let's say, you know, when you do Reiki on someone and they, when you explain, ask them what happened and they start being able to verbalize what's going
right.
on.
Right. Which yeah. is, you know, because in most places you feel so much better.
Mm-hmm.
When you finally get it off your chest and
right.
say what was on your mind,
mm-hmm.
every time I'm going to look at you, it gnaws at me. And then it's like, why do it?
We know that if you have a traumatic experience, something that happens in life, if you keep it in, it eventually usually comes out.
Right.
And it can have such a negative impact on your life
mm-hmm.
the longer you wait that any, you know, form of release can be extremely positive
right.
for someone.
And I think the senior population... The current senior population
right.
is the most keep it in.
Right.
I think.
Because that's a generational.
Right, right. More youthful people. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Facebook, Twitter.
Exactly.
Everyone,
yeah, they're telling you what happened before it happened.
Right.
And I think it also goes back to the fact that a lot of people expect that this is just what, you know, what happens with age. You're supposed
right.
to get depressed when
right,
you get
right,
older.
Right.
This is just what's expected.
Right. Because if you think about their parents, too, and what they learned and how
oh, yeah.
they got brought up, that's really where you have to look at the person, where they started and who was teaching them. So
right.
it's not it's what went happen.
But what Project Independent shows, I mean, they're 80-year-olds driving to programs.
Right.
And you go back 20 or 30 years, the 80-year-old just sat in the chair, waited for a grandchild to come by, say, have Poppy, hi, Nanny, or whatever you called. And that was their life.
Right.
Until the next person came to visit.
Right.
There was no socialization,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is the main thing.
Mm-hmm. That's a really important piece.
The is there any physical location for you guys?
Yes, we're located at 16 Main Street in Hempstead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that's your office. That's not a location for people to come and hang out. It's not like any sort of a social.
Well, the Mental Health Players, office. Like the program that we have, they do come. It is a volunteer program for anybody that wanted to join that program.
Okay.
So, but that location also has the several programs for individuals with mental illness, mm-hmm. The day programs. Mm-hmm. We have our financial management for these individuals. We have our care coordination department there.
Okay, okay.
So we do have individuals receiving services who come to our location mm-hmm. on a daily basis, yes.
Will the players go out? Meaning like to the senior centers and
they were actually at, not this summer, last summer, at Project Independence. They did a performance for Project Independence.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, nice. We did. Yeah, that's it was a great, at Old Westbury Gardens.
Yes, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
that's
yes.
where we were.
Sure.
So,
now, is that something they will do more of? I mean, if somebody calls?
Oh, for sure. Yes.
Because, like, I'm involved with the Great Neck Senior Center. There's time. There's 100 people for lunch there.
Yes.
And there's a stage, actually, there.
Yes, they'll go anywhere.
They're great. 20 plus performances a year, actually.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And that would be the same number you gave out before, the 504.
Mm-hmm.
4357.
Yeah. Or you can contact me directly too, because I'm the coordinator for that.
And that
program.
Number for you?
489-489-2322. And I'm an extension 1255.
1255. That's for Antonio, which is 516-489-2322. And the extension is 1255. Again, call 311. Okay, honestly, I mean, just make sure if you happen to have a pen in front of you, like I just wrote it down. Otherwise, call 311, because there's so many senior organizations that would love something like that.
It's a wonderful program.
This was a wonderful conversation, and believe it or not, I know Ann's going to shake her head. It's time to go.
Oh, gracious. I can't believe it.
Terrific. I want to thank Antonio and Rachel for coming here today. This was really informative.
Thank you so much.
This was
a great way to end Mental Health Month.
Yeah. Oh, it's Mental Health Month. That's true. I forgot that. I apologize for not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, you guys are doing great.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I'm going to be in touch for the players to bring them to Great Neck.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you for having us. And thank you for thinking about the players.
You've been listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.